So let's start with the groups that are offering this road to recovery, as they call it. Who is that exactly laying out this set of recommendations that you're reporting on, and what are they hoping to accomplish with it?
This is the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce and the Delaware Business Roundtable, and they've jointly put out the road to recovery, putting Delaware back to work. And that came out like a day or two before Governor Carney's budget. And their objectives here are firstly to repair the economic damage done by the pandemic. Of course, we all know that job losses have been pretty harrowing. And so the business groups are looking for ways to address that issue. And at the same time, they're looking to fix some long-term problems, things which existed before the pandemic, which they say are holding the Delaware economy back.
So one thing that we have reported on, and many, including Governor Carney, have touted, is Delaware's relative fiscal health a year after this pandemic started. The state does not face a deficit. It actually has some revenue to work with beyond just maintaining the status quo in the budget. How much does that factor into what the business community believes can be done to get the economy back on track?
Well, I think it's seen as being a very fortunate position that the state is in. We're currently looking at a budget surplus by the end of the year of about $495 million. That's expected to carry over into fiscal 2022. And that will create some room for spending on the business group's wish list items. And one of those is more childcare. I mean, as we know, many childcare facilities have been forced to close during the pandemic because of social distancing needs, and so the business groups are hoping that the state is going to step up and provide some assistance to kind of restore the number of childcare facilities. They're also looking for some help opening up lab space in the growing bioscience industry. I mean, that industry is seen as having some of the greatest potential to boost the state's economy. And so the business groups are looking for some state help as far as that's concerned. And the other point to bear in mind here is that that they're saying very clearly and very forcefully that there is no reason, given this budget surplus, there is no reason for any increase in taxes on either individuals or businesses. They feel that would be damaging economically, especially in the current fragile situation.
So let's talk about some other specific recommendations from this group. One that we've heard before and appears again here is this idea of streamlining the permitting process for businesses that are trying to get things accomplished. What are they suggesting the state do here, and why?
Well, one of the ideas that the business groups are very emphatic about is this idea of ready in six. And what that means is that they're proposing that state agencies should be in a position to provide all the necessary permits for businesses setting up in Delaware within 6 months. And so this is something the business community has been quite concerned about for some time, and they say that that some agencies take up to 12 or even 18 months to provide all the necessary approvals. They focus specifically on DelDOT and DENREC, and say that there is some progress has been made as far as DelDOT's concerned, but the business community is saying that DENREC in particular is kind of slow in its issuance of permits, and they fear is actually holding back the economy. And then in terms of implementing this Ready in Six initiative. They're proposing that the state hire a so-called concierge who would kind of drive this permit streamlining process and report directly to the governor.
There's also a fair amount of attention paid to dealing with those who've lost their jobs during the pandemic. We've already seen lawmakers pass and Governor Carney sign legislation providing some immediate relief by waiving state taxes on unemployment benefits paid last year. But unemployment remains a persistent issue. It's gotten better, but it's still much higher than it was pre-pandemic. How bad are things at this point still, and what issues remain that these groups feel can be addressed by the state?
Well, the latest data that we've had from the Department of Labor is for the month on unemployment is for the month of December, and what it shows that there's is unemployment. The official rate was 5.3%. Now, that's a lot lower than it was during the peak of during its peak in the pandemic of around about 15%, but it's still a fair bit higher than the rate of approximately 3.5% that was that the state saw before the pandemic. But the point, so essentially, in terms of the official data, the employment situation doesn't look too bad. It's obviously a lot better than it was 6 months ago. The problem is that the official rate doesn't include part-timers, and it doesn't include others who have stopped looking for work during the pandemic. Perhaps they've become discouraged by the sudden lack of jobs. And so, according to one economist at the University of Delaware that I've spoken with, the true unemployment rate is actually around about 11%. So you know, that's there's some interesting context there to, you know, a way of looking at these official numbers. Now, in terms of the issues, I mean, one of the issues in terms of getting more people back to work, we'll look at how different industries are going to respond to the post-pandemic economy, and one of those industries, of course, will be retail. And there's a question of how many brick and mortar stores are going to reopen, and to what extent people are will continue to make their purchases online.
At one path they also talk about in trying to help people get back into the workforce is retraining. What are they proposing in terms of retraining and making that maybe a bit more accessible to people?
Well, the focus of the state's retraining initiative is something called Forward Delaware. It's a Department of Labor program that's funded by the Federal CARES Act. And it offers rapid retraining in five areas that are seen to have the greatest economic potential for the state. And those are IT, logistics, hospitality, construction, and healthcare. And the idea is that folks who've permanently lost their jobs and are being forced to sort of perhaps change their careers can work towards certificates that will give them some competency in whatever their chosen field is, and that these courses will be free. Now, I spoke to one young woman in Dover who was just nearing the end of a 6-week course as a certified nursing assistant, and she was very happy about that because she'd got laid off from her job as an Amazon warehouse worker and was already considering embarking on a career as a nursing assistant, and so she used that retraining program at Deltek to do that.
What are some of the other areas that the roadmap discusses and is kind of pointing the state toward trying out?
Well, one of the issues that the business community raises is one of site readiness. And what they're calling for is for an inventory of what they call ready-to-build sites. These are previously developed sites they hope that will be attractive to incoming businesses. And they're urging the state to put together this list of sites, so it's kind of a user-friendly thing for potential businesses, and it would include information on permitting and any environmental issues that future tenants would have to deal with there.
So what's the response been from the Carney administration? Do some of these things fit better with what we know about what the governor wants to prioritize in his budget?
Well, he does appear to have taken on board the business community's call for a streamline in permitting. The governor recently said that the issue is being examined by something called the Government Efficiency and Accountability Review. It's a bit of a mouthful there, but that's shortened to GEAR. And so it would appear that this is that this call by the business community is being taken seriously. The governor said that if businesses want to move into Delaware, then we need to have sites that are ready to go.
And finally, I guess, how much of this feels like a direct response to the pandemic and the damage it's caused? And how much are kind of these economic development ideas we've heard pre-pandemic that people are hoping will get a second look as part of this effort to rebound that might get a little bit more momentum because of that?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, we've seen obviously huge rises in unemployment, even though the numbers are coming back now. We know that sectors like restaurants, for example, have been really hard hit. And so I think job one for the business community is finding jobs for all those folks who've lost their jobs during the pandemic because of all the state mandated closures, but they're using this as an opportunity to address long-standing grievances such as the permitting delays that they feel have been and continue to hold back the state's economy, and they feel that this is a moment when that issue and those long-term issues can legitimately be addressed.
John Hurdle, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us on The Green this week.
You're welcome.